This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Joe Biden says he has reason to believe a further Russian invasion of Ukraine will occur in the coming days. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
President Joe Biden bluntly said late Friday he is convinced Russian President Vladimir Putin has made the decision to launch a further invasion of Ukraine, while adding it's not too late to pull back from the brink.
The West is united and resolved. We're ready to impose severe sanctions on Russia if it further invades Ukraine. But I say again, Russia can still choose diplomacy.
In Ukraine Friday, a humanitarian convoy was hit by shelling. Pro-Russian rebels were evacuating civilians, and there was a car bombing in the eastern city of Donetsk. According to estimates from Western officials, Russia now has between 169,000 and 190,000 troops in and around Ukraine. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Meanwhile, U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is heralding NATO unity amid the Ukraine standoff.
The Biden administration's pushing the message that Russian aggression has only boosted NATO's resolve.
Our greatest strength is our unity.
In Germany, Harris met with leaders of Baltic nations, where the U.S. has boosted its troop presence.
We stand with you.
A small contingent of U.S. troops rotates in and out of Lithuania. President Gitanas Nausėda wants more stationed there permanently.
It is critically important for the security of our region.
Estonian Prime Minister Kaja Kallas says the Baltic states know better than most what's at stake now.
We have all lost our independence to Russia once, and we don't want it to happen again.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
You can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Former U.S. President Donald Trump faced one legal setback after another this week. The National Archives and Records Administration confirmed Friday that the declassified information was found in 15 boxes of White House records that Trump had brought with him to Mar-a-Lago, and that matter had been sent to the Department of Justice. Also Friday, a U.S. federal judge rejected Trump's efforts to dismiss conspiracy lawsuits filed by lawmakers and two Capitol Police officers over the January 6th insurrection. On Thursday, a New York judge ruled that he must answer questions under oath in the state civil investigation into his business practices. The White House blamed Russia on Friday for this week's cyber attacks targeting Ukraine's defense ministry and major banks, and warned of the potential for more significant disruptions in and around the days ahead. Ann Neuberger, the Biden administration's deputy national security advisor for cyber and emerging technology, said the U.S. had rapidly linked Tuesday's attacks to Russian military intelligence officers. Britain joined the U.S. in blaming the GRU military intelligence agency for the distributed denial of service attacks that unified and unfolded as the tensions escalate between Russia and Ukraine. Neuberger said the attacks, which knocked government websites and a couple of major banks offline for much of the day, were of limited impact since Ukrainian officials were able to quickly get their systems back up and running. The U.S. and British governments, as well as a member, says family members say that Afghanistan's Taliban rulers have detained several British citizens and an American. A statement Friday by the British government said that there are a number of countries' nationals in Taliban custody. The statement did not identify the detainees. U.S. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan told CNN that the government is working to get the American released. The wife of Peter Hovenel, a dual British and German citizen, told the Associated Press her husband was picked up on Kabul on December 13th. The Hasina Saeed and Hovenel had held several meetings with Taliban officials before being detained. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.